This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Okay, let's move to a look at what's happening in the global markets. We had the roller coaster ride in the first half of 2018. We have the escalation of US-China trade tensions, a historic change in government locally in Malaysia, and of course, numerous projects that are either under review or being axed or being renegotiated. We spoke to Cheryl Pola, deputy head of equity at Affin Hwang Asset Management. The first question we have for her is, how have all these events taken together impacted the local market performance?
Up to June 30th, I think the KLCI was down by close to 6%. Now, let me put this into context. In the few years prior to 2017, when Malaysia went through that period of much lower oil prices and GST, the KLCI only declined by 4.7%. and 2.8% in 2015 and 2016, respectively. So with so many things going wrong, the market decline was quite marginal. So the decline in up this year of 6% is pretty severe in a Malaysian context. If you look at the small cap index, the difference in performance is even greater. The small cap index is down by 18% in first half 18. Versus 7.5% in 2016 and a 5.9% rise in 2014. So let's take a look at some of the reasons why the market has performed more poorly this year, although we can argue that the economy is in better shape. So of course, the first reason is the change in government, and foreign investors had actually anticipated the status quo, and they had bought into the market ahead of elections quite heavily. In fact, Malaysia was the only market in ASEAN to receive net foreign inflows up to April. And the other thing to remember is that the election results came out at a time when trouble began brewing in emerging markets as a whole due to the stronger US dollar. So I would say they were both macro and micro factors at work. Now, on a year-to-date basis, the foreign flows have reversed to a negative $6.8 billion. For local investors, I think many of them were hit by construction stocks as the landscape completely changed post-election. The other thing that's really different this time we see is that export stocks are not really performing despite the weaker ringgit due to demand concerns from the trade war with China.
Bank Negara is set to release Q2 GDP numbers in about a fortnight's time. We asked Cheryl what her outlook is for the Malaysian GDP growth numbers.
I think the way to look at Malaysia right now is like a new management coming in, taking over and kitchen sinking. So we are still in that kind of cleanup phase. What our view is that we could see some slowdown in GDP in the fourth quarter after the tax holiday expires, but overall growth in 2018 should still be intact. I think the concern is more on 2019 because I guess it remains to be seen whether government expenditure can be cut without affecting growth. And that means we need to see the consumer and the export sectors fill the gap. The other important issue for the market really is earnings. I think prior to 2017, you know, we saw 3 years of contracting earnings, and the recent results season has not been great. And so that's why we see a lot of analysts revising down their numbers.
As we approach the 100-day mark for the new government, expected in next month, we asked Cheryl for her assessment of the new government's reforms thus far and how markets have been reacting to them.
Well, I guess the kitchen sinking is something that the country definitely needs to go through. It's like pressing a reset button. But eventually, we know we really need to move beyond this phase and start growing again. Investors are very clear about what's wrong with the country. You know, at 1MDB, high debt levels, the fiscal deficit. Where there is less clarity is the policies that the government is going to put in place to grow the economy. The other thing is that, you know, during this kind of kitchen sinking phase, I think there is also a reluctance from companies or even individuals to make decisions to go ahead with investment. So we also need to get past this phase. So the thing that we are really waiting for, and I think many investors, is the budget on November the 2nd. That will provide some, you know, some clarity going forward. Obviously, the market is down quite significantly, so the market doesn't like uncertainty. And I guess we have to add the very bad macro outlook. If the change of government had happened last year, we'd probably see the market being a lot more resilient. But this year, we have both macro and micro factors working against us.
Given the macro and microeconomic factors that are currently impacting the markets, Cheryl tells us how she's positioning her portfolio.
I think the construction stocks, especially those who are perceived to be politically linked, I think all those stocks have really really crashed post-election, so we are not touching that sector. I think the only sector that seems to have, I guess, emerged a winner from this is really the consumer and the consumer-related stocks. But it is a very narrow swath of stocks, and there's only so much, you know, F&N, Aeon, Aeon Credit that you can actually buy for the portfolio. So I think in that context, you know, we still have a fair bit of cash, and I guess we're monitoring both the macro and the micro to determine when to deploy that cash.
That was Cheryl Pola, Deputy Head of Equities at Affin Hwang Asset Management. Coming up after the bulletin, we have the Property Show. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.